Happy Sabbath, children. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Before we start, does anybody, any of you want to open up with a prayer? It's okay. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Father God, I thank you so much for bringing your children this morning to come and hear the message that you have prepared for them. I just pray that that your Holy Spirit would speak through them this morning, and may this story would be a blessing to them, that they get to share with one another and to share it in their community as well. We love you, God, and thank you for answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen. Amen. Our story today is called Even the Winds Obey Him. What's the story? Even the Winds Obey Him. World War I had just ended, but there was still trouble in many places in Europe. Groups of soldiers were making their way toward their homes, and violence was common. In a certain village lived a good Christian family. A what? A good Christian family who loved God and served him faithfully. One day, soldiers appeared outside the village. More and more soldiers kept coming until they surrounded the town and were camped all around the countryside. They were placed so that they could shoot anyone who tried to leave the village. They demanded food. They took what they wanted, and then they set fire to the town. The houses in that village all had thatched straw roofs. The weather had been very dry. And a strong wind was blowing. What? A strong wind was blowing. The whole town was rapidly being burned. The flames grew larger and larger as the wind drove the fire straight toward this Christian family's house. "Father, what shall we do?" the mother and the children asked. "Let's run, otherwise we will surely die. If we run out of the house, the soldiers will kill us," the father answered. "I believe God will protect us, for he has promised never to leave us or to forsake us, no matter what may come." Then father and mother and the children all knelt down and began to pray. As they prayed, the fire came closer and closer. Before long, the house next to theirs began to burn. The fire came within 2 feet of their roof, but they kept on praying. Suddenly, they heard a strange sound. They stopped praying and looked out the windows to see what it was. They saw that the wind had changed and was blowing right away from their house. It was blowing so strongly that the fire could not touch them. God had heard their prayers. They were saved. I know there is a God in heaven and that he hears the prayers of his children. The father said, "We are never in danger when the Lord is with us." Who is with us? The Lord is with us. Surely even the winds obey him. No matter what you guys go through in life, God hears your prayers and he hears your cries. And no matter where you go through in life, trust in God, and God will help you every step of the way in life. And thank you so much for coming. And as you guys go, I'm going to say a closing of a prayer for you guys. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father God, I thank you so much for these children to come to hear the message that you have brought forth for them to listen. Lord, I just pray that you remind them, wherever they be or wherever they be at in this world, just remind them that there's someone out there who cares and loves them. And always hear, always listening to their prayers as well, Lord. I just thank you for helping them and guiding them in every step of their life. And bless these children. We love you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen.